will be announcing the new government. The government minister will be a justice, the justice minister, and this is something which he will be starting, would say, I'm the son of Gaddafi.
Do you know exactly who captured him? Which group captured him?
Now all groups are mixed, you know, all Libyan. We just say to one Libya together. So like a teamwork, you know. Maybe one guy, he scored the goal and he captured him, and maybe you can name him, or a small group. But this is a teamwork, you know. They all after him, and they all try to look for him in the desert. You know how big is the desert, and this is something they will be rewarded for it.
Will he be sent to the International Criminal Court, or will you try him in Libya?
Well, now he's in Libya. I think this is something for the Ministry of Justice. He will be looking at what is the most appropriate thing. If we can question him here or send him abroad, we have to look at the laws and we have to look at what we can do for him in the future.
Do you know if Saif al-Islam sustained any injuries?
Well, yes, I think some injuries on his right hand. I'm sure this is through his resistance, you know, and he's trying to escape. I won't be surprised, but at least they kept him alive. They tried to, you know, protect him. Nobody will be killing him, and this is something which will be very good.
Was he traveling in a convoy? Did he have many people with him? Did he have any materials or any money that was taken with him when he was captured?
Yeah, there's some group of people which escaped, in a small group of people, so that nobody will be known. Noticing, you know, how big their convoy, you know. But the Tuareg and the Libyan, they're monitoring the whole desert and they are trying to collect information where he would be hiding, you know. This is something which is they done very well. And they always keep cash with them and some gold and, yes, of course.